While much focus has been given to Detroit in recent months, perhaps even more attention should be given to the rapidly deteriorating situation in Puerto Rico. As reported in the New York Times, this slow-motion economic crisis skidded to a new low recently when both Standard & Poor's and Moody's downgraded the tropical island's debt to junk status. Over the past 8 years, Puerto Rico's debt has ballooned to $70 billion. The island's unemployment rate has been above 15%. Crime is pervasive, and schools are crumbling. Professionals are leaving in large numbers for states like Florida and Texas. Over a recent 12-month period, Puerto Rico's rate of population decline was more than 7 times the drop in West Virginia, the state registering the steepest population losses in percentage terms. The island also has one of the lowest labor participation rates in the world, with only 41% of working-age Puerto Ricans in jobs. 1 in 4 works for the government. Perhaps the economic dynamics in Puerto Rico sound much like those experienced in Detroit, but there's at least one critical difference. Detroit declared bankruptcy. Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory of 3.6 million people, is treated much like a state and therefore cannot declare bankruptcy. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.